So after the shooting in Florida, people are having all sorts of conversations, and one of them is this: how do you make the schools and schoolrooms safer, right? And there's a kid in Wisconsin who, in his high school shop class, developed a device that they can quickly slide under the door. If there's an emergency, if there's suddenly a live shooter, oh my God, what are we going to do? And everybody runs and hides. They say that the shooter could blast the lock or the handle off a door if he was intent on getting in. But if they slide this metal gadget under the door, it still wouldn't physically open. It holds it stuck. Think about that. That's not a bad idea. And the young man that invented that is Justin, I think it's Rivard, and he joins us now on WGN. Hey, Justin, this is John. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Did I describe accurately where we are on this?
Yeah.
When did you come up with this idea, before or after the Florida shooting?
This is a few months prior to this shooting. We had just adopted Alice training. And in the homeroom that I was in, we did a drill one day, and part of Alice training, they taught us to barricade the door with whatever you have. And in our room, we had these big, heavy tables, and we thought, well, these will work perfectly because they're so heavy. And we placed them in front of the door, and, you know, thinking about what could happen during a school shooting, you know, they could shoot out the lock, or they could, you know, somehow disable the lock. Maybe we don't have time to lock the door. We put the table in front of the door with the door unlocked. And when that happened, we could open the door with ease. So being in that homeroom at the time, and, you know, you never know when things like these can happen. So we just kind of, me and my shop teacher, we kind of got together and we thought, well, how can we take what I'm learning and my set of skills to kind of fix this problem using welding and metal? And week by week, we kind of put it together and... you know, we tested it out a few times, and, you know, there was failing in there. You know, sometimes things didn't work out, but in the end, when we got the final product, it holds like a brick wall when you put it under the door. So I'm very happy with how it's turned out. I'm very happy with hopefully the lives that it'll save when it is put into use in schools.
It's called Just In Case. Your name is Justin Rivard, and just in case there's some sort of active shooting, then they can use the Just In Case. Alice Training, what does that stand for?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Active Live Shooter, I think, right? Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And they, you know, a lot of schools are starting to adopt that program. And
how old are you?
That into there. I'm 17.
What year are you in school?
I'm a senior.
So we posted a picture of the device on my Facebook page. I'm WGN King John there if you want to see what we're talking about. Let's just describe it a little bit. It's a thin metal plate that would slip under the door and then a couple of kickstands on either side. And if I was trying to push the door forward, those metal bars would keep it from going. It would get stuck, right?
Yes.
Are you confident that would work universally in all school doors and public settings like that?
Yes, because in all modern schools that, you know, there are some schools that were made, you know, 1950 and prior that might have different, door jams, but in every school, they should have these standard door frames, just like they do in hospitals and college dorms, all of that, because they're just standard. They should all have these because of codes, certain codes that they have to follow.
So you built this one prototype in your shop class, and you finally got one that you liked, and you said this worked. Now you folks are manufacturing them and selling them to schools in Wisconsin and maybe the country. How and where are they being manufactured?
So right now, one of my friends in my grade, her dad started doing metal fabrication at his home shop, and you know, wanting to stay local. Obviously, I don't have enough orders to have a big scale manufacturer make them because I'm not getting orders of, you know, 5,000. He agreed to make them. And I thought, well, this is a good opportunity. You know, I'm helping him put food on the table, and he's also helping me, you know, get my devices made with quality. And get them to schools as fast as they can, because as I started getting more and more orders, you know, the school year started and I didn't have time to make them because I manufactured all of them for the entire Somerset School District.
How many was that?
Roughly 190.
At $95 a piece?
I sold them to our school district for a little bit cheaper because I was just starting up, and they were very lenient with me with, you know, because obviously paying for materials was a big problem because of the startup. So they had helped me. They'd paid half up front to get the materials and everything made, and in time, once I delivered the rest of them, then, you know, the second half of the payment was given, and from that point on, I've been pretty much putting almost all the money back into the company to try and get materials built up and money for marketing.
Justin Rivard is on the phone. He is a senior in high school in Wisconsin and came up with a device that keeps doors from being opened in case there's an alert. Alice Training, we just looked it up, ALICE, alert, lockdown, inform, counter, evacuate. That's the acronym that unfortunately schools have had to learn. And I saw an interview with your principal, and she has one there in her office, and she said, look, zoom, she pulled it out from underneath her desk, zoom, she just very quickly slid it under the door, and now that door is not able to be pushed open from the outside. Nobody can get in with that thing in the way. At least that's the idea. But I'm a little confused. Are you telling me, because when I watched her do it, and I'm looking at the device online right now, Justin, there's no way I could simply put a pencil or a ruler or something underneath the door and push that thing out of the way? You've slid it under the door from your side. What's to keep me from pushing it out on the other?
Okay, so the way that it works is the piece that holds the two plates out, it's a bigger tube and a smaller tube. They both fit inside of each other. So when you extend it, and the small tube will come out of the big tube, allowing it to extend to high school width doors or hospital width doors because they're a little bit bigger because they have to fit beds in there. And what locks it is I have a quarter 20 nut that is tack welded onto the pipe, and I have a threaded handle that goes into that nut, and as you tighten that threaded knob,
yeah,
it locks down on that small tube.
Okay, hold on a second. I got you, and I'm glad that you've got that figured out. Somebody said to me, we've got a couple of texters, and they're saying, but what if the door swings the other way? I'm describing it in a manner that would keep somebody from pushing the door open, but don't most doors swing out? What happens in that case?
Most doors do not swing out because it's a fire hazard. So if you do have a door that does swing out, sadly my device does not work for that. I am currently working on a prototype for an outswing door that will hopefully be released soon. Hopefully I can just kind of get the odds and ends put together with it. But
I got
yeah,
it.
If you're...
Hold on a second, Justin. This texter said, John, this is the perfect product for Shark Tank. Any one of those sharks would help him out. Have you guys thought about that, and has any investor approached you about this?
I have had local people approach me about investing, because right now my my biggest obstacle is getting the utility patent for it, and filing it and paying a lawyer to work is, you know, it's not cheap.
Especially when you're 17. Do you have a job outside of school, and what has become this your job, your little company called Just In Case? Do you have any other sources of income?
Right now I do not, because of due to school and sports and athletics. I don't have time outside of school to do any kind of work.
I understand that you sold them not just to your school but to other schools. How many total units have you sold so far?
Oh, got to make me do some head math. It's let's see. Our school district has about 190, and Grantsburg School District, which is just north of us, they ordered 54 for their elementary school and middle school. And a few weeks ago, they had emailed me saying that they want another 40 for their high school. So another 90 on top of the 190, so almost 300 in total.
Well, I wish you well. I'm sorry that there's a market for a product like this. I hope it works. I hope it's never used, but it strikes me as a good idea. And if it some, you know, if at some point we determine that we don't need this or we find another system for it, you know what I also really like, Justin, and what I know my audience is hearing right now is a really intelligent, clear-minded, confident young man. And I got to tell you, since this shooting took place, the high school students across this country who have been rallying, who have been giving interviews to CBS and CNN and ABC, and who have been doing things like you're doing and speaking the way you're doing, this has just been a tragedy for the whole country. But I am renewed in my faith and confidence in young people by hearing people like you talk, Justin. This is really impressive what you're doing.
Thank you. I've had multiple people. I actually had somebody on Facebook who was a family friend of one of the victims of the Florida shooting. And, you know, being a student and knowing what kind of things can happen and never knowing when they are going to happen, it's pretty scary. And to hear the confidence in her voice saying how she wants these in their school, and she wants to help me as much as possible to get these in every school, because it's not just me now that believes in in this product. You know, I've had hundreds of people email me now saying, you know, how great this product is.
How do they get it, Justin? How do people get this product? Do you have a website?
I do have a website. The website is called dominatesafety.com. There is it has all my news stories that have been filmed so far on there. And there's a contact form that you can fill out, which will be forwarded right to me. So right now I'm currently getting back to all the people that have emailed me with questions and requests for ordering.
Man, dominatesafety.com, just like it sounds, right? The word dominate, the word safety, no space, dominatesafety.com.
Yes.
All right, Justin, good luck to you. My best to everybody over at the school there. You guys are just east of the Twin Cities. You're in central western Wisconsin, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck to you, young man. Anything else we should know before we let you go?
Not that I can think of.
We have to get a shark behind this.
I know.
Mark Cuban, if you're listening, you should tweet, DM Mark Cuban.
Except I'm not sure that I want Mark Cuban to have any of this. I want...
Well, he can help.
Maybe Justin can... Because really, I guess your costs are metal, welding goggles,
Yeah. Right now, it's just paying for the materials, the paint, and the labor.
Yeah.
Maybe soon it'll be paying for a work rate per hour for a manufacturer.
Think about that. Here's a 17-year-old who came up with an idea and is now talking about employing other people and all of that sort of thing. Good for you, Justin. We'll be in touch. We'll continue to watch your story. DominateSafety.com if you or someone you know wants to look into this. Thank you, Justin. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Back to class now, young man. Take care.